The Jaded Hunter by Michelle M. Pillow. Read by Victoria May. Chapter 1. Prologue. New Orleans, Louisiana, May.
"Ye dinna understand, lass," the cryptic yell pierced the night.
A frown creased Jaden McNaughton's features as she concentrated on establishing the position of the voice. When she lowered herself to the rain-soaked concrete, her hand slipped over the grainy texture. Irritated, she steadied herself. Luckily, the sky had stopped its midnight torrent long enough for her to track her prey into the old graveyard. Narrowing her eyes, Jaden peered around the crumbling stone pillar at the entrance. Her gaze darted over the grounds, moving toward the dirty crypt the vampire apparently called home.
"Lass?"
The vampire's Scottish accent fell thick on the dark night. Jaden had an eerie feeling something was off. Duncan was of Scottish descent, but according to her file, he was human-born in the American Old West. His accent shouldn't have been so strong. Shrugging off her suspicions, she focused her feelings. Her logical assessment had been off before when she hunted. She needed to trust her instincts now. And the file. Tonight was just another night in her life. No matter how much Duncan protested, one of them wouldn't be leaving the graveyard walking. The moonless sky made it hard to see, and the street lamps didn't shine on this part of the old city. She couldn't detect more than the stretches of shadows cast by weathered tombstones and mausoleums. Scowling, Jaden pulled back. It wouldn't do for her target to see her before she was ready to strike. Vampire eyes didn't need the benefit of light, but unfortunately, hers did. "Why couldn't it have been, Jaden, the poltergeist stalker? I'll rid your family crypt of pesky ethereal relatives or your money back," Jaden grimaced, trying not to get distracted by sarcastic thoughts. Unable to resist, she added, "At least I would get paid in cash for my services, and a damned ghost would be like fighting a gust of wind instead of being swallowed whole by a walking immortal snake."
"We know what you've done, Duncan. Last week you tried to change a woman in labor. Even your beloved tribal council has rules. Besides, you've been killing innocent people."
Jaden refused to think too deeply about it. It had been her job to terminate the life of the child and mother. The infant had been in too much pain to try to save. Besides, once the vampiric disease was in your veins, there was no turning back. There was no cure. Dispassionately, she asked, "Care to come over here and read what happened to the mother in my file? Care to hear what happened to her baby?"
"But that is what I've been trying to tell you, lass. I'm not this Duncan,"
the vampire returned. His voice was nearer. The night stalker had drawn close to her hiding place. Vagueness stirred in her senses, a remembrance she couldn't place. Ignoring the deja vu, she swept her lashes low over her eyes in concentration.
"And I dinna care what you wish to be called, laddie,"
Jaden growled under her breath, mimicking his soft burr. She knew the vampire heard her as if she shouted, just as she could detect his whispering chuckle at her defiance. His arrogance was no surprise. Immortality tended to convince the vampiric beings that they were gods upon the earth. And, like the ancient gods, they wielded their power with pleasure and contempt. Closing her eyes, Jaden reached out her senses to feel for him. With the help of her uncle, she had tracked the vampire from New York. Mac told her where the vampire was living so that she could follow him without being seen. Her uncle was methodical in his business. He wouldn't have made a mistake. Not in something like this. It was too important to her. She needed to avenge the victims. The father of the baby came to mind, his face contorted in grief and pain, his limbs flying in desperation as he ran helplessly through the alleyway next to the hospital. The poor guy was lost without his wife, with no evidence to bury, no idea what happened to them. And he would never be told the truth. Besides, what could she say to him? "Hi, I assassinated.